Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was the start of the NFL draft, and with the number 16 pick, the Seahawks did this.
With the 16th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, Texas.
So joining us now is Seahawks legend, NFL Hall of Famer, Walter Jones, on to chat with us about the draft. Good morning, Walt.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
So great to hear your voice. Danny and I have made the proclamation. We are now going to be starting our own new group called Walt's Buddies, and we're getting Big Walt jerseys this season. So I hope you're okay with that.
I'm totally fine with that, man. That's pretty cool.
Hell yeah. I think we got to go with the throwbacks, right?
Oh, totally. All day, every day.
When are we going to make the throwbacks the official jersey for the Seattle Seahawks?
I know. I've been talking. Every time I go over there, I ask that question. Like, how many games we got this year? How many this, that? So, I think for home game, that should be the home game jersey every time.
Hell yeah. So, Walt, how'd you feel about the draft? Were you happy with the guy that they picked? Or some people were hoping that we were going to go with that offensive lineman from Washington. What was your take on it?
I thought it was going the way it was going. I think people have to understand what type of coach that we just hired, a defensive-minded coach. So, and I was just looking at what we got going on now. You know, you can find an offensive line late in the rounds. But I knew that he was going to go defense. You know, I think that's what he's going to build this team around, his defense, and let the offense do what they've been doing all the time. So I think it's going to be a great situation. So I think if you load up your defense and see what you can put together, and then you let the offense do what it do.
You know, what they said, they were like one of the absolute worst teams when it came to stopping the run. And this Byron Murphy guy, you put him with Leonard Williams, who they just signed a big deal. You're building a wall up there on the defensive line.
Exactly. You're making it tough, man. I think anytime we're especially for an offensive lineman, when you got one or two guys you got to worry about, that means that now everybody is one-on-one. I think as a good defense, that's what you want. You know, you realize that you're going to have a guy that's got to make a play. So I think if you get a good defense together and do that, now you can make some noise, and now you can get that crowd behind you too. So I think now you get this defense back to where it used to be, where teams were scared to come here and play in Lumen Field. So I think that's where he's starting at, and I figure that's where he's going to go with.
And Big Walt, we're talking about Walter Jones, obviously Seahawks legend, Hall of Famer, number 6 pick overall when you were in the first round of your draft. Does watching the draft bring back memories for you when you were a college kid and you're trying to figure out when are you going to get picked? And if so, could you bring us back to that time when you were picked by the Seattle Seahawks?
I think it does. I think every year. I think no matter how long you played or how long it's been since you haven't played, I think it takes you back to that moment. I tell people all the time, I said, that day changed my life, changed my family life, changed all my family and friends' life. So for me, every year, it brings you back to that moment and then bring you to the point where you're at now, where you're saying, man, hopefully I did it the right way. And sometimes you feel good because you have people post stuff thinking about it. You see people post that day and every day for every player that get drafted. You know, it's something that's amazing, because that's something that you work for your whole life. And for me, getting drafted by the Seattle Seahawks, it was the best thing to happen to me. You know, a small kid coming from a rural area down south and going out to Seattle, you know, it was the best thing for me. I call Seattle home now. So for me, it was something amazing. Like I said, it changed my life and changed my family's life.
One thing I think we were excited to hear is that Byron Murphy, he was a Seattle Seahawks fan as a kid and really was inspired by the Legion of Boom era. When you were a youngster, Big Walt, who did you root for? What was your childhood football team?
I don't know if I can even put that out there. But, like I said, I'm from Alabama, so I have to tell the truth. My family is they roll tide every day. They live it. And, you know, being in a small town, you know, you didn't give it like two teams just for why. It was Alabama or Dallas. You know, those are the two teams. You know, as a kid, I can't remember any other teams. All I remember on Sunday was the Dallas Cowboys, the American team. So that's the team I watched with my granddad, with all my brothers, and then watched Roll Tide. But then, you know, once I got older to playing football, you know, I got hooked on Florida State, and that's where I wanted to play ball at. So, but growing up as a kid, and still to this day, I still kind of peek over there and see what Alabama is doing. But my love is with the Seminoles. But I grew up watching Alabama and the Dallas Cowboys.
So obviously, I know you'll root for the Seattle Seahawks. But if they're playing the Cowboys, who do you root for?
Oh, I'm rooting for the Seahawks all day.
Yeah, come on, Taryn. Just double checking.
Hey, Big Walt, I also want to, you mentioned about like, hey, coming to Seattle now, Seattle's your home. And I saw when Byron Murphy was asked about Seattle, he's like, I've never been there. Or he said something along the lines of like, he's like, maybe he's been here, but he says, I just hear it rains there a lot. And I thought that was kind of a funny thing. That's his perspective and that's his perception of Seattle before he moves here and it becomes his hometown and becomes where he plays. For you, when you found out you were going to Seattle, what was your initial impressions of Seattle as a town? Like, did you have a certain thought about where you're going?
I didn't have no idea about Seattle. You see stuff on TV, but you didn't know.
Yeah.
And for me, I think I was at a point in my life where, you know, you want change. You want to see something different. You know, once you get to a certain point in your life, you want to see new stuff. You know, you leave home, you go to college, and then all of a sudden now you're leaving Florida, going all the way to Seattle. So for me, it was something that I wanted to be part of. Been here too much. You know, with the rain thing, now that I've been there for almost 25 years, I get why people say that, but still, again, I think Seattle is a beautiful state. You know, it doesn't rain as much as people. And then I'm a big guy, so for me, I tell them all the time, I say, if it's not raining, that means something is wrong in Seattle. So I look forward to the rain.
Well, it's so funny. Whenever we have you on, our text lines just blow up. People are just like, just tell Walt he's awesome. Just tell Walt we love him. Just tell Walt that he's the best Seahawk of all time. Man, it's got to feel good to know that your legacy lives on many years after you retired. And we love having you on, man. And thanks, as always, for joining us.
Oh, no problem, man. Thank you, man. You know what? I tell people all the time, like I said earlier, it's all about doing it the right way. And I thought I did it the right way. You know, I watched the people in front of me, and I wanted to set that same example. So for guys, now younger guys can go back and watch film with me and say, okay, I want to do it the way Walter did it. So I just try to do that. I love my fans in Seattle. I love my fans all over the world. But still, again, I love Seattle. I love the fact that I can still bring a smile to people's face or bring a smile to when things start to change in Seattle. You know what I'm saying? The standard was already set when I got here. So for me to be able to say I played with one team and one team only, that really feels good.
Big Walt, are we going to see you at the Pearl Jam show? Last time I ran into you, run into you since then, but one of the times I ran into you was during a Pearl Jam concert, which I thought was just so awesome. My buddy Craig, his mind was blown. He's like, I'm a huge Walter Jones fan, and here's Walter Jones at my favorite band's concert.
You know what? I'm friends with Pearl Jam. I love to hang out with those guys and stuff. And when I do go to the concert, a lot of my friends mess with me because they ask me what's my favorite Pearl Jam song and stuff like that. And I'd be like, hey, I don't know if my favorite Pearl Jam song, but I said I can't call Mike McCready right now. So.
That's what's up.
Walter Jones, Seahawks legend, NFL Hall of Famer. Thank you so much for being on the Daily Migs Show this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.